Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM. London Essex-based trio Baxter, amazing stuff in Pop We Trust. It's Phoenix FM Drive, and I'm excited to say joining me on the show are Zalika and Debbie from Tharrock and Brentwood Mind. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Oh, look at that! Like in tune and everything.
In symphony.
Music to my ears. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Very excited to have you on. This is your radio debut.
It is. Very exciting.
Amazing. So tell us a bit about what you do and where you're from.
Okay, so we work with a charity called Mind, and we also work with NHS 111. So we've got a crisis sanctuary, which is based in Thurrock and Grays, and we take calls that go through 111 option 2 for people that are in mental health crisis. They get put through to us, and then we spend time with them regulating their emotions, moving them on to other services. We deal with substance misuse, homelessness, financial problems, relationship, anything that you feel you can't cope with or you're struggling with and you need someone to talk, then you just call NHS 111 option 2. And I've got an amazing team who are all on hand to help you.
And we have an amazing manager, I have to say.
Oh, the amazing manager. Is this your manager? How much has she paid you to say that?
Let me check my bank account.
She literally does pay. No, it's, I mean, NHS 111 is relatively new, but it's a great service anyway. But to have somewhere to go for mental health crises is particularly important, especially at the moment.
Absolutely. I think, especially from what's happened in lockdown and the pandemic, just knowing that there is someone on the other end of the line to talk to about what you are feeling is really helpful and beneficial, just to kind of get all of these emotions out of your system. And just knowing that there is something after for when you are emotionally regulated, if you do need additional support, from what Debbie said, from homelessness or just wanting to get back into the community for anything involving volunteering, it's something that we can help support with, and it definitely has changed people's lives as well.
100%.
So there's almost a bit of a pathway, so if people ring you, it's not just a sort of quick fix and a plaster job. No.
So we obviously spend time with them, so they'll come through to us, we'll crisis call, do the initial call, then they can go over to our outreach team, who will do ongoing support over a period of a week. And then what they'll do is they'll find other services. So we have our wellbeing groups, a gardening service, we have employment services, advocacy, counselling, whichever pathway is going to benefit them to be able to move forward and have that help that they need to be able to restore themselves and feel regulated again, we'll find that pathway and spend time with them doing it.
Amazing. It must be quite a difficult thing to kind of set up these sorts of pathways, because it's this kind of thing that's not as a standard size fits all.
No,
it isn't. And the thing is, Mind are amazing. They've got so many services and so many dedicated people, from volunteers to counsellors. So we are really lucky to work with this team and be able to get them involved with our service users that are in crisis at that time.
Yeah.
And is it, I mean, has it launched now? When did it first start? Option two.
She resets.
So it started in March 2020.
Oh, right, okay.
So originally we were supposed to go face to face in our lovely log cabin, and then obviously lockdown struck. So we had to create the service as a remote service, which was never meant to be how the service was going to be. And we've managed to reach so many people. The service has been really successful. And then from there, we've now opened our doors again. So during the day, from 10 to 6, we run an outreach service. You can come in face-to-face, or we can talk to you over the phone. And then we also run the crisis service from 10 in the morning until 1 in the morning, Monday to Friday. And then at the weekends, it's from 6 till 1 in the morning. So we're open 365 days of the year, 7 days a week.
Through NHS 111 option 2, which anyone can call.
Amazing. So there's a very slim time when you're not available, but practically all the time.
All the time.
Absolutely. It just shows people that, you know, if you're having something, if you're experiencing something at 3 o'clock in the morning, that there is someone that you can call and talk to, which is just so comforting to know that if you are going through like an anxiety attack and you just need someone to help regulate your emotions, 111 option 2 is available for you, and so there is someone ready to speak with you.
So you can phone on 111, or where's the walk-in, the pop-in centre, the log cabin?
We don't open it as a walk-in centre, and the reason that we do that is because we need to make sure that everybody's safe first before they come in. We like to be able to talk through what you need. Some people might not feel comfortable coming into that environment straight away, so we make the appointments to bring them down. So if we speak to them on the phone and they want to come in, we make the environment how they need it in order to be able to deal with that moment that they're in crisis.
Gotcha. So they call you first, and then if they need to see you in person, that's right, possible. Yep. So what's the number?
So it's NHS 111 option 2.
Option 2.
That is dead easy to remember. 111. Two. There's literally only two numbers.
Basically, yeah. That's all you need to know.
Lovely stuff. So you obviously it's all set up with Thoracombe Brentwood Mind. You guys do amazing work all the rest of the time, but just for anyone who's never heard of you, if they lived under a rock all this time, what do Mind do?
Okay, so we are obviously a mental health charity, and we have different services running across Thoracombe Brentwood Mind, but we do offer, as Debbie said, previously, we do have a gardening group, we have a wellbeing group, we have a peer mentoring service, we have a charity shop, we have an advocacy service, we have a carers group as well. So it kind of covers different areas, and especially because obviously we are split between Thoracombe and Brentwood. So it's great to know that there are different services around which people can get access to, and we will help to find those right services for those right people. So Mind are really great in terms of helping what a person needs in that moment in time.
Amazing. So we have had on the show before people from Mind talk us about the befriending service and lots of other stuff. So it's not just if you're going through a moment of crisis or you're in dire emergency need, just if you're feeling a bit lonely or if there's any sorts of things you're a bit concerned about, all sorts of resources available on your website.
And also, as part of the Crisis Sanctuary, we also have a substance misuse service now, which has been extremely popular, especially during lockdown. A lot of people obviously used alcohol as a way to try to get through the pandemic, might have lost their jobs and turned to other substances. And what we do is we work with them, and then we get them involved with other services that can help support them through recovery and get them back online, and sort of we can support them with that. And we also have Seleka runs the community link work project.
Yeah, so I help people integrate back into the community. So if anyone is looking for any specific groups or hobbies that they used to enjoy but have just found a loss in how to kind of get there, I help like people move their way through into that area that they are interested in, helping people get back into volunteering just to help with their own self-confidence, to basically help with what they are experiencing in the moment in time. Because a lot of time when people do come into crisis, they are wanting to have that something further which they can look forward to help further with their recovery. So if I can help in any way that I can to help them, you know, to that next point, it's really encouraging and really validating as well.
Help them to make a connection and find
basically,
a tribe.
Basically a tribe, and also networking within the communities as well, so finding out what groups, what places are available in the community for people to go to if they are looking for, if they identify with a certain community, so they can go to a certain place to feel, you know, comfortable, just to open up. Also network around, just so people know that we are still available, that we are available as a service, and just to make NHS 111 option 2 a lot more live and a lot more open for people to know that they can reach out at any time.
Always there, available, just a couple of numbers away.
Yeah.
So Mind do obviously run on funds that you can raise through charity work and stuff. So are there any fundraisers coming up we can support you with?
I know there is the Brentwood Marathon, which is on the 20th of March. So we'll look our team. There'll be a few of our team down there cheering everybody on.
Mm-hmm. Brentwood Marathon. What do you do? Like run around a couple of goes around Wilson's Court.
Well, I'll get a bit hopefully.
Run fast if you're going around there. Yeah.
And we also we've got our website. So if you go onto our Mind website, Thoracombe Brentwood Mind, you'll see any up and coming events that we've got. Any charities that we're raising. We do a lottery, and there are other membership services on there that you can sign up to help towards Minds charity.
I think I saw a photography competition on there once.
There's lots of different
I entered
ones.
And lost, but it was all part of the fun.
We do have a Facebook page as well that you can follow. Yeah. So if you go onto Facebook at Mind Thurrock and Brentwood and follow our page, we add things onto there as well.
Instagram as well.
Instagram.
Yeah. Twitter, we on there?
We're on Twitter and we're moving into the world of TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to go there.
It's
going to
be very exciting.
Oh, amazing. Who's in charge of the TikTok videos? Is that you, Sineke?
Let's just say, I don't know, it's a combination.
We've got a couple of people in the log cabin who are good entertainers.
Absolutely.
All right.
We will be getting them out there doing their TikToking.
Yeah. Amazing. Look, I look forward to checking all that out, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. You're
doing amazing work. So a reminder again of where they can access the service.
NHS 111.
Option 2.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. That was not rehearsed at all, but that was bang on the money.
Instinctive teamwork.
So, Debbie, I've asked you to pick a song for us, and you've picked a great tune.
I have. I've picked Pink because I love Pink, and so do most of my team, and the ones that don't, I'm really sorry. And the song is perfect. And as you all know, this song, the words just mean everything for the Crisis Sanctuary.
Ah, so we're dedicating it to the Crisis Sanctuary.
We are indeed. Yeah. And to my hardworking team, I just want to say thank you all very much because you work so hard and you really do put your heart and soul into those service users. And we would not be where we are without any of you.
Beautifully said. Look at that. Oh, lovely stuff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is the Crisis team then.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood. Misknowing it's all good, it didn't slow me down. Yourself, you were wrong. Change the voices in your head. Make them like you instead. So complicated. Look how we are making. Filled with so much hatred. Such a tired game. It's enough. So I swallow the fear. The only thing I should be drinking is an ice cold beer. So cool in line, and we try, but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from. And the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.